I'd rather be skunk, but at least I'm a bi. Are you a bi? A bisexual? Can you hear me all right? Rain on me. Rain on me. You need to put in headphones. Huh? Can you hear me?
I'm recording.
When I said I run away.
Are you recording your voice?
Yeah, I've been recording.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, well, so that goes.
So what should we talk about?
First, we need to talk about your thesis about why you're fucked up.
Oh my god. You know what I found out? During my brother's, my mom's pregnancy with my brother.
Yeah.
She was like rested and focused on herself. And, but during my, her pregnancy with me, she was worried about getting tenure.
Oh shit. That's so real. That's, yep.
And so. Sorry,
yeah. To, yeah.
And so. And
that's the tea.
So. And so.
Look
and
at this
so,
big
and
can.
So, and
it's so.
So
small.
Don't cross the street.
This is a regular can. This is a regular. Take a screenshot, bitch.
You're kind of living your truth fiercely, if I may say so myself.
Oh, clinkies.
Clink. Sorry, I'm
so,
getting.
So good.
How was it? Was it really good?
Delicious. So delicious. Oh my gosh, it's delicious.
Delicious and is, nutritious.
I wonder if I'm like speaking to the correct side of the mic, because
I don't know how to.
If it should be like this, like it? Ladies and gentlemen, ladies.
And so then
should
I came out with
we start our video
eczema,
podcast by
the way I realized it. Here's what happened. I was talking to my mom about sleep problems, and I was like, yeah, well, I really haven't slept well since I became an adult. She was like, you've never slept well, not even as a child, not even as a baby. And she's right. As a baby, I screamed all the time. And then as a child, I never slept well. And as a teen, I never slept well. And then as an adult, wow. I never slept well. And I was like, oh, so it's your fault then. What did you do to me during pregnancy? And she's like, oh, well, I was really stressed because I was trying to get tenure.
Three packs a day.
And I was like, oh, that's it? You were just stressed, and that fucked me up for my entire life. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. Thanks, Bush.
You know,
look at the background.
Remember when Bush was like, when it was like four Brazilian soldiers were killed in Iraq, and he was like, how many is a Brazilian? That man was our president. That man went to Yale or something.
He did go to Yale because he was a legacy. His dad was president. And we think he's not going to get into Yale.
He was a legacy in the Oval Office.
There's a leg I see. It's your leg. And it's covered in hair.
I'm Lee Fake.
Boom. Please come back, bitch. Thank you for coming back. Thank you so much. Are you okay?
No.
What's happening?
I'm smoking weed and not coughing.
Oh, yeah. Have you considered gummies or something? You know they make fast-acting weed beverages and stuff now?
I have gummies. I'm going to do one.
Huh?
I have gummies.
Oh, nice. I think that we should try the fast-acting, like the Bevs and stuff. Mother, where's my camera?
I think that that would be really dangerous because I would get drunk on them.
Oh, you would like do one, you'd be like, this feels great, I'm doing two more right now.
I have no sense of like self-control.
Yeah, or, you know, like, my mom loves to say that about you.
Who does, my mom or your mom?
My mom. She loves to be like, Jamie, you just can't turn off the switch when they're like drinking or whatever. I'm like,
did she really say that?
Something like that. I'm shocked.
Fucking,
are you betrayed? Betrayal. I'm
devastated. You have no idea.
Oh, mama, I'm sorry.
That's literally horrifying to hear. I don't think you can understand that.
I do, but it's also, like, true.
Oh, actually, my parents said the same thing about you, except it's just Anna and Jamie are insufferable together.
Oh. Yeah. We are insufferable bestie too. We serve it, and they hate when we serve it so fiercely.
They really just want to
they
be
hate it
us to
when
be
we
flickering.
Are serving it
to,
so
we're twin
fiercely.
Flames. Twin flames.
Bitch, we're star children, if you will.
What's your angel number?
1111, baby. No, I think our angel number is 666. Bitch, devil number.
I feel like there needs to be a funnier one than 666. But what is funnier than 666? It's just 420 is the only option.
420. 420. 419. 669. 667. My mother also, on a mother note, recently.
That's kind of funny. 667.
She was like, what is 420? That's kinda,
you know what it's giving? It's giving 1, 2, 3, 5.
1, 2, 3, 5 is real. My mother.
That's. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
She asked me, what's 420 mean? And I said, do you not smoke weed? Do you not know people who smoke weed? She's like, you mean smoke weed? And then I had to do the damn research. And get
and
into it.
They don't know where it's from. Really,
it doesn't matter.
Do
it's like some teens in California who were like looking for an apocryphal like weed field of weed. Like they were searching for it.
Oh, and it was in like was a fucking the 420th arc. Acre of.
Or whatever. And then like they were like, anytime they wanted to talk about weed, but they're in front of their parents, they'd be like, oh, I'm going to go over to Joe's house at 420. You know. But at that time, I feel like they could drink beer at 18 or whatever. Like, that used to be the law. You know?
Not during Prohibition. Prohibition! Is that a little loud?
My prohibitions.
My inhibitions. Fear. Release your prohibitions.
Fiero! Get over here! I was listening to it in the movie. I was listening for the Wizard and Love. The L.
Mom, Seth Rudetsky ruined my life, but he also made it so much better.
It's so true. That's exactly the T. That's the T, sister.
I was so awkward when I met him when he came to Cleveland. Sabina and I went to see him.
That's cool. You also met,
But then we met him afterwards, and I was so awkward. He was like, I said, my name's James. And he said, oh, my husband's name is James. And I was like, oh.
Oh. Like, well.
Seth Rudetsky, okay. If you ever listen
to this. Seth Rudetsky, if you listen
please,
to this, we will suck
please
your
please let me on your show. I would do anything.
I would truly. Mama, we need to get you on Broadway, and then you can sneak in there the back door. You know
I can't act, though. I mean, actually, I've
you don't
been,
need
I,
to act.
I actually.
In. You need to act in a fucking.
I can't
you
can dance. If you, I think.
Well, just be in an operetta.
Lack of dancing skills is actually no my.
How's my chin looking? How's the...
You kind of look like a turtle.
Baba. Shout out to the Coldplay turtle. Shouts out to the Coldplay turtle.
Is she a snapping turtle? What species
is
she?
That was not a snapping turtle. That was just a...
It has a pretty sharp mouth, I feel like.
Yeah, I know, but it was like tiny. It was like...
It could have been a baby.
Oh, okay. Most turtles have like a tooth, one tooth. I got one tooth.
What are the
turtles that are indigenous to the Ohio River Valley?
The snapping turtle, bitch.
The turtle. Because we need to do some research for before we start shooting our show.
Mama, I lived that research. I actually have what's going on in the Ohio River, because what they should be is we should have them be Ohio River people who are on the Vermilion River right
That's
now.
That's right. They're not on the Ohio River.
Have them go into Lake Erie, and then we could have them go to the Erie Canal. Be like, that's season three. We're going to Pennsylvania.
I can see all of Pennsylvania.
So, who are the characters? Okay, I think, like, half the family needs to be, like, Hicks. It needs to be, like, my name's Dirk Wanzinski, and my name's Jake Wanzinski, and we lived in this here houseboat for 15 generations.
Right, or
and
or
then
like,
the
yeah,
other
we used
side
to, we
is,
used to
like,
be...
it needs to be, and, like, you, it needs to be the, like... The goy and the Jewish mother.
Yeah.
It just needs to be my family if my dad's side was country instead of just being city working class.
What's, maybe one branch of the family used to be, like, Germanic Amish people or whatever?
Oh, no, one of the family should be Amish.
100%.
They should have accidentally become Amish or something.
Are they a protected class?
Are we related to Amish by marriage?
Are we allowed to make fun of them?
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like...
They can't hear us. What are they going to do?
How are they going to hear it? They're not going to hear it. They're not going to hear it.
You know, this is like talking between two friends. Like, even if there are Amish people out there regularly... Oh, and we could get into the Amish, Mama. We could get into it.
Mama, talk about hypocrite.
Well, it's just because, like, it's so weird because they let them do Rumspringa, but I was talking to my friend at work.
Rumspringa.
And they were saying that they make Rumspringa, they shelter them so much, and they make Rumspringa so terrifying and crazy and wild that it's actually bad for them. You know, like, that, like, they don't, like, have them go party and the kids experience true freedom. They have the kids go be traumatized by, like, sex and drugs.
Yes.
Sorry, or something like that. And like modern culture. Like, so that they want to return.
That makes sense. I mean, that's fucked up, but it makes sense.
I mean, obviously, if you're like gay, like you could probably escape.
If
but,
you're
like,
gay. Was that like a friend of mine, a friend of the pod, who mentioned earlier? Recently.
No, you didn't. We weren't recording then.
Oh, that's right. Friend of the pod, Harley, was like, I have tears. The tears of,
the tears of a faggot?
The tears, are, like, at the top of the pyramid, there's gays. It's just the gays. They love a girl, they love a gay, they're reliable. The next tier, where are my gays? The next tier, gay guys, who are just sort of, like, generic and annoying. Gay guys. And then men.
Wait, can you start over again? Because something started playing on my computer.
Gays. But- at the top of the pyramid, my gays. Where are my gays?
Where are my gays? So, and is that just fags?
Yeah,
like,
fags.
Or is it
good old
fags,
fags
and dykes?
Fags we love. Then the next tier. No, this is specific to gay men.
This
so
is
this,
for gay men.
Next tier
this
is gay guys. Men. And gay guys can be cis, trans, whatever, as well as gays. But the bottom of the pyramid, gay men are almost always cis, and we hate. They're like mean, and they don't perform femininity. And
they don't want
misogynistic, and we hate them.
Yeah, we hate
masculine
men. That's sick.
Boo. You're mask being a for man. Mask, boo.
I mean, boo. Do you like my little two curls?
Mom, the Jew curls. More like the Jew curls.
I told Vince that he should get those, but he should lock them.
Mama, no.
And you know what? He knew the real name for it, and I don't.
Damn, girl.
Mama, remember the Jew tunnel?
Mama, the Jew tunnel
was
too real.
I fear that we are dangerously approaching... I dangerously approach anti-Semitism because of my anti-Zionism.
Right.
But it's, like, so hard because I've been in it, and I see all the ways that Jewish people are just acting terribly. It feels like I'm not being anti-Semitic. I'm being anti, like, Israeli culture, but also the way that American Jews, like, colonialist Judaism, it's not just Zionism, because, like,
right.
a lot of people don't want to move, like, don't align maybe under that flag, but have this wider, just, like, trait that is, like, an insistence to know what is right for another group of people.
So here's, something that I don't know how far spread it is or whatever, but I saw... I don't think it was Sora, I don't think it was AI, videos of Orthodox or more conservative Jewish groups in New York City being, like, staunchly anti-Zionist.
I believe it.
Right? But, like, the average American Jew, by which I mean, like...
I guess I should just say Zionist, but
American
people...
Jews who are not conservative might be liberal, who might, like, you know...
Actually, be gay, I think that... Even. What it is American Jews who are otherwise liberal but are Zionist. They fill me with rage.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also something like Judaism has a long history of a like victimhood like culture.
Mindset.
And I'm not saying that because of the Holocaust. I'm saying that because of the literal myths. We're all about, like, suffering and then God avenging them and then suffering more. But also, the Babylonian captivity. Jews have, like, Jews have constantly been subjugated by people. And that, what that does, it's hard to escape that even when you're the one, when you finally get the power to do a little bit of the subjugating. It's like a social, like, a group version of the, like, trans women who pass, who bully other trans women. You know,
I agree.
They got a little taste of what it was like to have power, and they decided, and it may be even out of,
baby.
No. That one is one of the best stuffed animals I've ever given. I should have bought her for myself.
Is there another colorway you get?
No. And I already have enough. I really don't need to worry about that.
I agree with you.
But we should actually talk about something relevant, right?
Let's talk about something cultural. Like, for example,
could do our shit list and our hit list.
Our shit list and our hit list for 2024, which we didn't really do it. We did something
else. We did our manifestations.
That's right.
And our predictions.
And so now we're looking back before we look forward.
She don't even remember.
She don't even... What is it? Y'all bitches can't even spell that. Did you know that? Did you know? Baba. This is
$1 million pussy. Oh, this is what I used to do. This is... If I could get this to go back again.
This biatch.
I recently said,
rocks my socks. Have you?
No, don't bring that back.
No, don't. That's too deep.
Awesome
that's too
sauce.
Evil. Awesome
no,
sauce.
No, it needs awesome to be gay sauce. Things from the 2010s.
This. Yeah. This is
so, I used to do that in high school.
Gay. That's insanely gay. That's like, that's fucking My Pony Ride gay. Like, who's that gay?
Richie Hoffman.
Richard.
No, but it's also Richie. But it's me. This is literally what you. I did as a teen. Or this. I did this so much that my mom started doing it. She would do this.
I know. I saw it. I saw it happen. IRL.
She's probably held on to that for longer than I have, though.
Yeah, but then you can help. You can help her. She can help you. She can help you bring it back. Bring it back.
This I think is cool and should be brought back.
I like this a lot.
This is horrible. This is bad.
This is like me like taking a selfie like circa 2 years ago.
I mean, it just needs to be used very sparingly.
It's like dabbing. Nice, beautiful and clean. Like, it's so clean.
Yeah. I love you with hygiene.
What if I got, like, bangs, bitch? What if I did bangs? I think bangs, once you go bang, you can't go back.
I kind of have bangs.
You have curtain-y, maybe, bangs.
Do that, then. Like... I just feel like I saw
a video on Reels where this woman was like, I want bangs. She got them cut, and she looked 10 to 20% cuntier.
Then do it. Try it.
Try it. But then I have bangs to maintain it, and I have to twirl it, all that. I don't know about that.
Mama, you just get some scissors, or you could do...
I want that.
You don't
ancient
have to have
gay.
Clean bangs.
Have you seen that old gay who's like, this person's haircut was terrible. I'm going to fix it. And then he's, like, doing it in front of the class, and he's like, what you need to do is lighten the hair heaviness at the top of the bang, or else
And she's
never
doing
ever.
God's work.
Yeah, she is doing God's. She's serving tea and bootsing up the... I'm
when
booting
I got
down
that
the hall.
Blowout, oh, my God.
The beauty.
I could cry, like,
rare
how
beauty.
Ugly my hair
rare
is
beauty.
Right now.
Oh, this is and... a... This is a... This is a public service announcement. Ulta is open season. It's open season at Ulta. Steal everything you can. Do not look in anyone's eyes. Just go. If you're a tranny,
you
need perfume.
So much
take
you get
all
dizzy.
That you can. Fill your bag and walk right out and never go back.
I know.
Fill
I'm
your bag
high,
and never go back.
But this is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Fill your bag. You know why? Because they got that little thing in the window that will let you know that they will out you if you don't have papers for working in the or living in the
if
U.S.
If you're undocumented.
They are ICE. They are ICE. Ulta is ICE. And I will not.
Well, we should also remember that ICE is literally... They are the ones who are locking
right.
up children.
Well, they
in
refer
cages.
To ICE.
Yes, they are ICE's servant, which is...
And I was once
I
called a
different.
Man in Ulta with another beautiful well, woman by my side. And we left. And we did not go back. But I'm going to go back. And I am going to just find the most expensive small objects and steal like 10 of each and just walk out.
Can you steal me some magic potion?
Plumper. Some plumper. What do you like?
Some
humper. Hi. Oh. Crispy crunchy graham cracker.
I wish someone wanted to hump up on me.
She's a great Wait. Girl. She's
that
a crispy crunchy graham. What happened?
My boyfriend humped up on me for the first time.
Oh, that's so sweet.
We've been dating for 2 years. It's not like the first time he's humped
Mama
up on me.
Bore me.
But it's like the first time he like kind of did it of... Wait, actually, no. I think I initiated.
Mama.
Never mind. Sad. Why doesn't my boyfriend want to objectify me?
That is a good question.
Does
he ever have one-on-one sexual relations with anybody? Not to air someone's laundry.
Yes, actually.
Oh, okay.
But we're gonna stop talking about that.
Okay.
I just
What's
got
the
nervous.
Next? What's the next topic? Toe pick.
Our
oh,
shitless
hot
and
our
not. Hitless. Hot or
shit.
Not.
Shit.
What's the boot? Tutor boot? I actually hate that.
Ugh, I don't toot. I boot.
Is it a hit or is it a shit?
Is it a hit
okay.
or is a shit?
Let's start off with the easy ones. Like
Jew tunnel. Hit.
Jew tunnel shit.
Hit. Oh.
Jew's doing
I think
anything
that's a
this
hit.
Year.
I think it's it, though. It's so... It's just...
It's poisoned by Israel.
It's Christy.
Those people are Zionists, probably. Yeah. It also made me so furious, like, watching the, like, police be so kind to them.
Also,
It made me
The Twitter post of that guy who was like, I would told you guys there were fucking Yiddish people speaking. The guy who posted about hearing Jewish voices under his apartment in his fucking Midtown or whatever. And he was like, I hear these Jewish voices speaking Yiddish. I don't understand it. And everyone's like, you're
okay,
crazy.
Okay, the thing about that is that's not even crazy. Like, right. He's like, I live in the basement. There's definitely something under you always in the city. Yeah. Don't be so surprised.
A pee pipe or a tunnel or something. Jews in it.
Yeah, they're watching that, you piss
so
right now.
The truth of this shit, but the guy who posted on about it is hit. Yeah. Are you mad at me?
No, I just got bored with that topic. Okay. Like, we please. Already mentioned it early in the episode.
I know. Bring something else up.
Chapel Rowan. I'm not going to say her name right. Hit. I refuse. A hit.
Unfortunately,
like, I feel
grudgingly, it's a hit.
Well, yeah, because she's a lesbian. Like, I think that she could have made the same music style and even the same, like, style of performing, and it wouldn't have hit if she hadn't been gay.
And had that hair, mama.
Yeah, it's the red hair.
Hair.
Once we release our second album, I'll dye my hair red.
Fierce. What if we both, okay, what if we, tried to become each other? Like, we morphed slowly into one person.
Into Monstro Elisa Sue.
Like, we both have,
the
like,
substance.
Black balls.
Mega
we get
hit.
We get, like, this monster. Oh, the La Substancia. Absolutely.
La Substancia.
That's 100% a hit. That's a hit.
I would fuck that movie.
Yeah, that's a hit. That's a fierce hit.
Yeah.
The Terrifier 3. We haven't seen it, but what do you think?
Didn't see it. Girl... I don't know.
My lips look devilish.
Okay, we need to think of more controversial things.
Oh.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala. Oh, shit. She lost. Fucking lost, bitch. What a shit. A huge
but
shit.
We did get some very good memes out of it.
I'll kill myself. Fucking. A Kamala Harris meme is bottom of the barrel, bitch.
It really is bottom of the barrel. It's also like
the
when Trump got elected, they were like, oh, it'll be a good time for comedians. What? It'll be a bad time for.
Literally.
Not for.
It's bad for everyone.
It's also like. That's except like for comedians are only rich white people then apparently because
supposedly.
Like if you're like you know
they're like Louis C.K. is coming back he's doing great it's like I would kill that man.
They were right it was really good for Louis C.K.
shit
is he I haven't heard of anything though of him
yeah though. But I'm sure he's still doing gigs like shit poo poo
yeah
oh no good caca.
I need to think of one. Oh, I just thought of Kamala Harris. Okay, you tell me one.
I'm trying to think of one that's like, our piercings hit.
It's a little bit of a shit for me.
No, really?
Because the first time, because I had to take them out because of reasons. And get it redone. Well, and also, when I got this one pierced, she stabbed my ear 4 times before she did it.
What the fuck? Are you
I just went to some random shop,
are you
mama.
Nuts? Are you nuts?
I was like, what? Do it again, please. Someone suggested that... Someone who I shall not name suggested that I try doing the piercing stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's going to be a no for me,
you mean
dog.
Like needle play?
Yeah, because I have cut myself too much for that
I
to
don't,
be fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. Were they like, well, shit, you got those.
No. Penny thought that was eczema. I was talking to her and
Penny.
I was like.
Not Penny. Oh.
I mean, she's got SLS.
She dodged a bullet with that sister getting the heart attack instead of her. She dodged that bullet. She was on the docket.
Well, no, I mean, she has like, she has rheumatoid arthritis.
Does she have fibromyalgia?
Melanie, so.
Oh,
they're all sick. They all have different things. My Nana has arthritis just because she's old.
And it's again.
And osteoporosis.
Well,
they all.
She's the Boniva.
The Boniva. What does that mean?
Get that Boniva queen. It's a medicine that older women take so that their bones don't break into brittle pieces, baby. little baby pieces.
Do you think I'll get osteoporosis?
1,000 little pieces was about Nana Spear.
Because I'm secretly a woman.
At least she doesn't have any steps. Or does she? What, does she live in a mansion? Are you nuts?
Who? Melanie or Nana?
Nana.
Who even? Oh, Nana's. There's. She bought this new house. I don't know what it looks like.
Cohasset?
And everyone's mad about it because they wanted her money.
I love that.
It's like, Nana's going to do what she wants to do. Like, yes, so I think you should have told her that it was a bad idea, which they did. But they're all still bitter about it. And it's like, this is what happened. Every single time Nana has moved has been bad. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, except when she moved out of Cohasset. Now she's back in Cohasset, obviously. But she used to be in this giant old house that was so... Oh, that, I mean, that, she sold it some developers who destroyed it. But if she had kept that house, it would be $1 bajillion today. I bet she got $1 bajillion for it, too.
Right.
But then she bought
an apartment in fucking Welsh Creek or whatever.
On Calm Ave.
On Wharf.
She had that apartment on Calm Ave with the, oh my God.
Battery Wharf, the Battery Wharf apartment.
The Battery Wharf apartment was good. Like, the Calm Ave one was iconic. The elevator opened in.
Into the apartment. Fierce, bitch.
So fierce. And it had two bedrooms and a living room and a dining room.
Opens into the apartment.
Actually, three. It had a library, too. That is the dream apartment.
Holy shit.
And obviously,
maybe we just need you to inherit an apartment somewhere.
And Nana had the most iconic... Well, that's gonna mean Cohasset.
But you're part of that. You're on the will.
They're gonna sell it too. The family's gonna sell it. Period. If she ever dies.
She will outlive us all.
She's 90 this year.
I think that Nana, I hope that she continues to live a joyous life.
Honestly, my mom really hates Nana. Well, she loves her, but she also hates her.
I hope that she says fuck off to anyone who tells her otherwise, I guess.
But Nana has incredible taste. Like, she can be boring, she can be annoying, she can be pretentious. She does.
I think
the way that Calm Ave apartment was decorated, did you ever see that?
No.
No, you wouldn't. But I bet she had. Did you ever see the Battery Wharf one?
Craftsman style ass furniture. I did go to the Battery Wharf apartment with
it
you.
It was gorgeous.
We stayed there, and then there was no furniture in the living room. Or there was in the middle room, it was beautiful. And then there was a huge space where the dining table would have gone, where we sat, we slept in the cots. And then there was the kitchen, but she didn't like seeing the kitchen from the living room because that's low class. And so I took a shower in that shower and I fucking jacked it. I jacked it down the drain.
I do every single time.
Every single time, bitch.
I loved saying there. That was the dream apartment. It was this
in and even
the Calm Ave one was.
Like, classic, a beautiful apartment.
But it wasn't in as good a spot, because it wasn't, like, by the whatever North End or whatever.
I hope that Nana lives as long as she wants to, and that my grandmother dies tomorrow.
Yeah, actually...
You know what's on my shit list?
I do hope
my grandmother
that Nana,
being alive.
Steals your grandmother's life energy, which I think she can do.
She's
got
so
that Kabbalah of magic.
Is that I know a bunch of people who have had like cancer and stuff, and not her though. She's alive. She had a throat surgery in her 80s and she's alive.
Nana had eye surgery.
Yeah, but.
Okay, what I will say about Nana is I think
if they fuck up an eye surgery,
live a lot longer
you lose
because
sight. If you fuck
she's
up
been
throat
so
surgery.
Much happier since Grampy died.
True. She's living in...
So why would she... She's not going to, like... She's going to take very good care of herself.
Right.
So she's going to enjoy the end of her days. But we did honestly talk about what she wanted me to sing at her funeral.
Oh, mama.
No, it was, fun.
I want to go... I want to be invited to the funeral, just so you know.
Oh, obviously.
But what do you want?
Nana's
what does she want?
Nana's my hit list. Like, what I'll say is that my mom has too much baggage with her, but she can't recognize she is, like, kind of like the iconic gay man's grandmother's dream.
I know the dream.
Especially
for
me, because
taste.
I love the art.
Yeah.
Like, again, because she loves Buddenbrook. You know, like, and she loved, like, I was, like, at Christmas dinner, I was, like, you probably shouldn't read Ulysses. And she was offended. And it's, like, I don't agree with her taste, but it is excellent. You know?
Yeah, she has good taste.
Like, also, we talked on a walk about opera, and I was like, what do you think? Like, and, like, we were talking about Poulenc, and, like, my mom just, like, could not relate.
Dialogue de la Carmelite.
Exactly. It's like, mom, you never, like,
fucking
you
tea-bitch.
Focused in too much on visual culture, and you also, like, my mom enjoys music, but she's just not a cultural
person
like me.
Well, the funny thing is that, like, your mom had the academic career your Nana, you deeply wished she had.
I mean, Banana's doing it now. And
Banana's rich and has fierce good taste. And I think maybe that's part of the rub between your mother and Nana.
Well, but Nana also wants to be mom, but she can't. She wants to, like, do actual research. She had real academic aspirations before Grampy.
Yeah.
She would have liked to have been, like...
She should apply for a PhD at Harvard. Actually published books. She should do a PhD.
I mean, she should do it. My mom would kill me if I told her to do that. Hey.
Bitch, that
is... who else?
Shit and Hit.
Or In and Out.
Piss and Shit. I prefer the piss. RuPaul's Drag Race. RuPaul's Drag Race is a shit for me. I'm sorry. I think drag in general can be fierce, but RuPaul's Drag Race, best woman. RuPaul's Drag Race, man, I'm best woman win. No,
they changed it to best drag queen.
I swear to fucking God.
RuPaul's Drag Race. Okay, so
Vintage RuPaul's Drag Race, I think is fierce because
vintage
it's like
RuPaul's Drag Race when it was really offensive,
really bad. In many ways. And now that it's like the queens all have like $100,000 a budget to make
already
their costumes, yeah. Like already, I'm like, this is like watching, what is it like? It's like watching American Idol, but everybody has been on Broadway already.
The thing is I think every reality show like stops becoming
They jumped
relevant.
The shark when they let that fucking cis straight pet bitch motherfucker on.
No, I think they What's jumped the shark once people could actually train for it. What Madame makes the Morphosis. First, like, seven or... let's say what makes the first 10 seasons iconic is that...
people are
that
working
no
at
one
the
really
Ulta,
could
at
predict
the
what
counter.
Was going to happen.
Right.
There were, like... So, and they... People didn't plan for it. They kind of just showed up and did whatever. And yeah. That is fucking crazy, and that's
I think
why
that's
it was good.
Fierce.
But, like, everyone who came after that really prepared. And people obviously prepared every season a little bit more. But, like, they raised the money and the prizes, you know?
So, also, how about Trixie and David Silver breaking up? Hit or shit?
Girl, I don't even know.
They broke up, I don't know.
Oh, well, no, I mean, like, what do you think about it?
I want to know why, because I'm a nosy bitch. But
get Trixie on the pod.
It doesn't really super matter, I guess, and it's not my business. But I'm a little nebby noser. My voice is so close to my
my soft feminine voice, petite frame.
So, what about? Podcasts. I mean, I feel like we found some good ones.
Shit. No, there are some good ones, but there's some good everything. That doesn't make the art form valid in general, you know?
True. What about video podcasts?
You know what? I'll let the people have that, you know?
I'll let them have it. Because let the people.
It's like Vine to me, you know?
What about impressions on TikTok?
It's slop.
I think that's hit. I mean, like that shit.
No, TikTok is slop too.
So like, Reels is TikTok is vapes.
Reels is lower than slop, but you know it's my slop. You know,
Reels is picking up a cigarette butt off the ground and smoking it, bitch.
Yeah, and it feels good, baby.
And it feels good, honey. I could smoke in this room.
Mother,
my
feels,
fucking roommate. Does.
Mother's been feeling good.
Mother. Well, how about doing impressions of your mother, but you're wearing a wig and you have a beard?
No.
Shit.
Out. Shave for it.
Yeah. fully
gooning
makeup, bitch.
Gooning.
What is gooning?
Is it pissers and shit? Was gooning ever real?
I think so. I gooned like, once or twice.
I think that Vince said that gooning isn't real.
I think
he said that people do it for porn, but no one actually does it in their silence of their own home.
I think I gooned once or twice when I was also huffing poppers to masturbate.
Oh, actually, yeah. I mean, like, also, it's like, even if you're just performing it for yourself, or if you're performing for it for camera, that's still a thing. But it's just not like people, like, no one was, like, sitting there gooning before people made porn of it.
Oh, you know? Okay. Interesting.
Which I think is true. Good. Like, some fetishes have to engender themselves, you know?
That's wise.
Like, I mean, I'm sure there were a couple people who would, like, jerk off so much and, like, affect that kind of attitude. But, like, it wasn't, like, before it became mainstream through porn. And, like, that's how people, like, found out about it.
I see.
Like, learned that they liked it. What else?
How about plastic surgery?
I'm gonna say something controversial.
And brave.
But, like, no. Like...
shit.
Like, okay. I mean, like, it's obviously, like, the right answer is to say that people should be allowed to do what they want. And what makes them feel better and what makes them feel like they can fit into society. But, like, and I don't want to, like, and also it's, like, some of these things really, like, hinder people. So it's, like, I'm very, like, empathetic to the human reasons why people do it and even consider it myself. But do I think it's ethically wrong? Yes, because I think it's eugenics. Like, at the heart of it, like, when you push it just a little bit further, it's about making people conform to the idea of what people should look like, which is, like, you, like, what it does is it excludes people who cannot afford it and people who cannot look acceptable. Like, it just, like, feels so ableist and classist. I'm like, this is wrong.
It's
like,
rotted. I agree.
It's,
so what you're, like, saying is actually, I'm very brave and right for not having surgery.
No, I think people who have surgery are brave. They're just trying to make their lives better, too.
Right.
And I would do it. Like, I'm going to get a blepharoplasty, probably. Or something. You know, like...
a blepharoplasty, ma'am.
Like, if...
I went to the bathroom the other morning, and my eyelids were, like, just taking over the face.
Like, no, actually, what changed my mind about it was the hair surgery. And I'm like, I would do that. Like, I would do that. I need to preserve my hairline, like, well, and that's what
Mama, changed. You have a small forehead, so you have some time.
Look at that,
Mama. Look at that. But if you go on certain hormones, it can help.
It can Spiro, help.
No lactone. For example,
I don't want to start that right before Trump takes office. This is, like, why I, like, never even entertained it. I was like, well, what if Trump gets elected?
I mean, here am I. Here I am. Sam, I am. Here I am. Here
I know. Me. And I want one fewer people to have to worry about, you know?
I hear you.
Like, because there's, like, so I'm not going to add myself to that. I'm going to be strategic.
I so agree completely what you said about plastic surgery.
Like, it's rotted,
and
but
I just
I feel like
you're just don't pull at it. Don't pick at it. I just...
it's not actually the worst, though. The haircut hides it, too.
It does. I always feel... I don't feel guilty. I feel kind of less trans or something like that when I'm like, oh, these bitches have... y'all bitches can't even spell that. Like, they've gotten... the full FFS, the pussy, the whatever, the, you know, the fat graft, the buccal fat, like, whatever they're doing, They couldn't stand the gender dysphoria or whatever. They couldn't stand it. And so they had to do the most extreme thing possible to, like, try to...
Or they wanted to fit in. They wanted to pass.
Yeah,
or they wanted
I do too. And I get misgendered every fucking day, basically.
Like, but, like... If you had the money, would you do it?
If I were skintier, I would pass better. And I probably would get gendered correctly. If I had long hair and I was skinny and I was wearing a sweater and my boobs were a little bit perkier and I put a mask on my face and I said, like, oh, thank you. Can I get, like, just an APA? Or whatever, like, whatever I was doing, like, with my voice.
And if you had the money to pay to do that,
But then, like, but then it's it, like...
That's a problem.
Well, then it's like, oh, your insurance should pay for FFS. And I'm like, that's going to take so much fucking effort. And then who do you get some schmo who does nose jobs for the Potomac elite?
No, I mean, the other thing is, like, it's just like a slippery slope when you can, like, cosmetically fix people because you come to associate beauty with wealth. Like, I mean, this is just, like, what rich people have always been doing is portraying themselves as more beautiful than other people by beauty standards that they define.
When I interact, here's my problem, and I agree with you, and there's another piece of data for that. When I interact with or am on a phone call or I'm, like, in person or something with a girl I know is trans, but she was cunterson and has a beautiful... unclockable voice, unclockable face, unclockable body, unclockable tea. I feel like the nastiest little gremlin that has ever graced this fucking earth. I feel like I'm like, like, I feel like that's me when I interact with these women. And I'm sure they don't feel that way, but they also probably are like, oh, she's clocky and I'm not. No one will think I'm trans, but maybe they will because I'm with her. Like, that's all in my head, obviously, but
no, it's in my head.
It fucking sucks. It fucking
I worry that people are gonna clock me. Cause...
But yeah, it's just
I'm real fish.
But then people who were like come out when they're 10 and their parents are like, this is fine. Are gonna just be like fully passing, and they're gonna have like the specific woes that come with being. Right, a trans person who's younger, which is, of course, a terrible place to be in the country right now.
Okay, two things. What I can tell you is that all trans people... Okay, some trans people don't hate themselves, but most trans people hate themselves even if they pass and are cunty.
They don't get misgendered in public, though.
Yeah. So, like, but, like, you just have other problems.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Have their other problems. Like,
they can, no, but it's they like, can forget when they're out and about. They're not reminded by the odd, you know, the chaser, the person at the checkout, whatever. And I'm not saying that they don't have problems, they don't suffer. I'm just saying that it's a little worse for us.
Yeah, have some pity for beautiful people. But you're also oh, it's harder to, like, not pass and not be seen as attractive.
But, like the industry that goes into making people pass and attractive is a huge one. I know it's getting fucked with right now, but...
And it is an industry also. Like, I mean, like, this is, like... I'm not saying medical transition is bad. I said this in my blog.
Well, you're notably true scum, right?
No, I
Buck Angel Lover 212. Like, I see you.
What's the opposite of true scum? I'm like anti-medicalist. I like
clock,
respect
clock
that Tina people,
Aguilarta.
Like that Umberto Eco.
Umberto Eco.
Umberto Eco.
Okay. What's next?
But it's... No, wait, I wasn't done.
Oh, go ahead.
I am a little anti-true scum because... Like, no, anti-medicalist because, like, it's like... for me, it also feels like, oh, that's what cis people want me to do, is make me, like, make me pass. Like, they make me want to pass. And it's like, I do want to pass as a woman sometimes, but, like, I know it's never going to happen. And I also know
Don't speak so sharply because one morning or one evening after April 1st on some year, you might, your brain might tell you, do you want to transition?
You know, and I'm open to that, but it's just like, it's like, why do we have to, like, why do I have to change my, why do I have to change my body to be non-gender normative? Like, why do I need to take, like, why can't I just be a cross-dresser? Like,
I agree.
I'm like, oh, you want this body to fit with the way I dress it.
But you're kind of a sexy cross-dresser.
That lots of trans people want to exist in a different body. But I also, like, why isn't my body enough?
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
To do what I want.
I agree. Like,
maybe I, like, I'm manifesting a pussy. Like, I'm, like, I don't need to do anything. I'm just...
I also have there's a whole host of body problems, you know?
Yeah.
That, body problems, female trouble.
The three body problems.
Not the... the three body
face,
problems.
Face, ass, and titties.
Face, ass, titties. Ass, and titties.
Wait, sorry. I got stuck on this hormone.
It's okay.
I'm not anti-hormone. I'm just anti-medicalist for me.
Right. I mean, I think...
But I get indignant about it.
Well, I think that that is fierce and good. I don't think that anyone should... Is that... Who the... Okay, that's the neighbor. Fine.
It feels rude, though. I'm not, like, sitting on trans
people. Yeah, but you're not. Yeah, you're not... Yeah, I don't think you are. I think... My problem... I agree. Like... Intellectually, socially, I agree completely. And I think that is something that I wish was the case, but is so, is almost incalculable. It's like when people say, like, well, I'm anti-neo-slavery, and it's like, me too, but what the fuck are we going to do tomorrow about it? Like, I'm anti-transmedicalism, and I'm anti-transphobia. What the fuck are we going to do about transphobia in this fucking, any country? I want it to stop. And I think
that being fiercely
defensive of your own right to be who you are is great. And I think that the more you do that, the better. And the more I do it, the better as well. But it's also like...
I'm not against hormones.
I want to weigh 100 pounds. I don't want to be small, but I can't because I'm fucking huge. I'm huge. Huge. Yeah. Oh, that's how you...
It may take a long time, but you will find a way to be happy in your body. I know it.
Yeah. I mean...
What you need to do right now is focus on happiness elsewhere.
I agree.
In, like, I think you just need to focus on being happy right now. And, like, if, like, the appearance part of that is not solvable, you need to move on to other things that are solvable.
Yeah. I agree. Oh, I have this. I wanted I wanted to bring up this thing, like, what? Oh, I saw this like horrid reel, where like this, and it was like labeled cringe or whatever. And I'm like, eh, whatever. This is people who were. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I just hate cringe.
They were like, "Oh, I'm the alpha. You're the omega. I'm the sigma, and we're in our wolf pack." And
he's
coming over
incredible.
To bite me, but they're like really nasty looking white people. Sorry, is that
I think
poor,
that's funny.
Poor phobic.
I don't have shame about that. So the people I'm probably thinking about, I probably have never seen anyone do it super seriously. Like, it is always a little funny. But
were,
you know what I think is funny? That.
But
like,
I
people
think that...
who are purposefully cringy. In a non, but not, they're like indulging in the cringe. Like, they are
I don't think they knew they were being cringe.
Well, I don't care. Let people be cringe.
Okay.
I don't just, believe
like,
in cringe.
I'm worried that, like, I'm in a rubber band from,
except
like,
for about things that I'm ashamed of.
Being with someone that I'm not, that's not even remotely part of the kink community, and
I
rubber banding into,
again.
Into, like, you'll find me in a crib in some, like, den of squalor.
What? That's fine.
Abandoned.
Mama, if, as long as you're safe, you do you, boo-boo.
Yeah,
again, I think you should try dating men again, but men. That may never happen.
I don't know. I just, I
think you
I
should
just,
date a trans man.
I'm so, like, not date interested, you know?
Oh, not right now.
And but
when
in general,
now
I'm
you
like,
need to get your pussy blasted. You need to do like tantric sex with someone.
Why? Like, I just want to be like fiercely. I just like.
What?
I want to wake up and have coffee and like eat a bagel and not have to fucking solve anybody's problems.
Well, such how fun. Are you gonna get there? How, why does this always turn into therapy?
Mama, it's, well, I just like, I would like to finally find someone who is, but here's my problem, okay?
No, you need to settle
because
right now.
Here's the thing.
I don't mean that as a mean thing. I am hit.
If the vibe is even a little bit off with kink, I'm done. I'm out. I can't do it. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, no, you need to find.
I need the perfect interaction or else it's not going to work. But it's hard because people are fucked up and they have shame and they have issues and they're cringe. I mean, me too. But like, it's like
people are
hard to find someone who's who can be chill like me and have like, you know, interests and abilities and education and whatever. I don't know.
Yes. I don't know. My goal
okay.
for I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, but I'm just trying to have a better year this year. Last year was one of
evolutions.
The most humiliating and painful experiences of my life. Like,
I think we should move together. I think we should move through this next year in tandem. Support each other's goals more than, you know, fiercely.
It's
live our
like,
truth fiercely.
Like, you know what was shit? Most of my... I've been on an upswing, personally. I'm at a better job now. That's it.
Do you
but
know
like,
what was a hit?
If you... How much... Like, how back far back does our podcast go? It goes... through my entire employment
yeah.
at school, I don't know how much I get into it on pod. I feel like I complain so much. But, like, who knows?
I have, yeah. It'd be interesting to go back through the catalog and see.
It is really bad. So, you know...
Do you know
what, I just went through a really dark time.
Can I tell you what was a fucking massive hit?
What?
It made my pussy throb. My green
That'll
pussy.
That'll make your pussy throb.
Mama.
Wicked!
That's
where we
part
should
one,
end.
Bitch. That was fierce. That was so wicked.
I expected it to be bad.
Oh, it was so good. It was so fucking good. Honestly, good for them. All right. Should we sign out?
I'm just trying to think if there's anything else that I want to talk about. Sorry, I just had to send a text. I think Wicked was so good.
Yeah, so good.
I saw it twice. Did you see any other movies in theater?
Monster of Liz's Sue.
Oh, whoa, did we say Charlie XCX?
Charlie. I think Brat.
I think Brat.
I think
it's like it
it's
was
a toss-up, bitch.
But now I'm kind of embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
Like, Brad is already embarrassing. I told you that the people were going to turn on Charlie and we were the butts
We were in the bulwark. We were at the front of the vanguard.
Okay, here's what I'll say. We should not start bullying Charlie, but I'm done with this cultural moment. I felt like it did really capture a feeling that people were feeling. But, you know, I actually kind of, like, what it feels like it glamorizes, like, a kind of life that...
It's unsustainable.
I don't even know. It's like...
I'm so Judea. It's also very pop. I just want to live
my regular life.
It's very pop, too. It's very pop music about being a pop artist.
I guess here's what annoyed me. I liked the music, and I thought the aesthetic was good. But, like, I just, like, didn't like that people made it a lifestyle. You know, like, have an aesthetic, have a viral campaign, have
turns
a
out, talking Kamala, about it.
Not
but so
like,
bad.
But, like, they were like, oh, it's brat. And I was like, okay, now this sucks. Because, yeah, like...
The gays will...
Like, it was, like, fun, and then it started to be terrible. Because it became an aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And, like, when something is an aesthetic that you define, it's just horrible. You know, like, the more people talked about it, the worse it became.
Yeah.
Does that even make any sense?
No, I agree. I agree completely.
What about One Piece?
You know what's you know what's on my shit list?
What?
Beyonce being married to Jay-Z.
Yes, that
Sorry.
Is shit.
Break yeah. up with his ass. Break up with his ass.
I mean, this is...
Dump his ass.
It just... What? I, like, swear, like...
Dump his ass.
It shouldn't make me care... Like, I don't know. I'm like, she didn't do anything, but I'm like...
She married him. Dump his ass.
Don't stand by... Don't do it. Like...
Don't you do it,
you
girl.
You need to protect your children.
I agree. He's a fucking... He's just not a good man.
And not just because I already didn't like him, because I thought she was so much better than him.
She
but,
is.
I mean, like... I'm also kind of annoyed with celebrities in general. That's not true. I'm just annoyed with legacy celebrities.
Yeah.
Not even legacy celebrities. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I'm annoyed with billionaires. Like, I'll say it. Like, you don't need to be that rich.
100%.
Like, it's also like, I feel like rich people have really stopped doing... like charity work at all, and it's like this system isn't changing. You might as well give a lot of money back, but they're just like content to be billionaires and to hoard it.
I think the thing is that they make people in that community make the billionaires and millionaires scared of something, so they're like, oh, if I do one misstep, like all of my houses in Malibu are gonna go away, or like that Stevie Nicks old Spanish colonial is going to come rolling down the hill someday and it's going to hit me in my Tesla Cybertruck.
Like, if they give money to us, I'm saying that rich people need to be, like, celebrities need to be handing out cash and it needs to be easy to get it.
We should be able to fill out a form, a Google form.
Yeah, like, first 700,000 people, like, who sign up get $100.
Yeah.
That would make me a fan of someone.
I would love it.
It's like, hell yeah, I'm a Beyonce fan. Am I a Nicki fan?
Am I a Nicki fan?
Nicki Minaj. I mean, Nicki Minaj. You can make
Pink
me a
Friday
2
is kind
if
of
you
a shit,
with
but
us,
she's a hit.
Let us be your... Can we be her, like, brand managers?
Mama.
I
wish.
And we would... I would pay... Azalea Banks, like, a consult fee, because it's just her plan.
Yeah. Shall we? Can we just...
Shall we? Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, if you hear this, let him hear this.
Constant hit, like, I worship my God because she is imperfect.
Yeah.
You know? You're not a God and woman.
And her name is Nicki Minaj. All right, so should we check? I want to talk a little bit, but can we stop recording?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
yeah.
Bye.
Bye.